brought to you by Penguin.
Letters from a Stoic by Seneca. Read by Julian Glover.
If you're coming to this Penguin Classic for the first time, then we'd recommend that you skip the introduction for now and return to it later, as it contains details of the plot. Please skip forward to Chapter 1 now if you'd rather not listen to the introduction yet.
Introduction. Seneca's Life. Lucius Annaeus Seneca was born at Cordoba, then the leading town in Roman Spain, at about the same time as Christ. His father, Marcus Annaeus Seneca, was an imperial procurator, who became an authority on rhetoric, the art of public speaking, and debate. He was the father not only of our Seneca, who speaks of his old-fashioned strictness, but also of Novatus, later known as Gallio, the governor of Achaia, who declined to exercise jurisdiction over St. Paul, and of Mela, less ambitious than his brothers, but an able financier, and father of the brilliant young poet Lucan. Seneca suffered severely from ill health, particularly asthma, throughout his life. He tells us that at one time the only thing which held him back from committing suicide was the thought of his father's inability to bear the loss. He spent a period of his early life in Egypt, where the husband of a devoted aunt named Marcia was the viceroy of the Emperor Tiberius from AD 16 to 31, there acquiring experience in matters of administration and finance. He also studied the geography and ethnology of Egypt and India, and developed a lasting interest in natural science, speculative rather than empirical, although Pliny speaks of him as an authority on geology, marine life, and meteorology, and others have admired his remarks on, for example, evolution or the explanation of rings round the sun. His interest was drawn at an early age to Pythagorean mysticism and various cults of Eastern origin then gaining adherence in Rome, before his final acceptance, in large part, of the Stoic philosophy. After training for the bar, he took successfully to public life, becoming quaestor, in spite of the handicaps of his health, his foreign background, and comparative lack of family or other connections. When Caligula succeeded Tiberius in AD 37, Seneca had become a leading speaker in the Senate and so aroused the jealousy of the new emperor that, according to Dio Cassius, he ordered his execution, and was only induced to let him off by a woman close to the imperial throne who said that Seneca was suffering from advanced tuberculosis and it would not be long before he died. This incident apparently resulted in his temporary retirement from political affairs. In AD 41, in the first year of the reign of Caligula's successor, Claudius, Seneca again came under sentence of death, commuted to banishment, for reasons which we do not know. The pretext was adultery with Julia Livilla, the late emperor's sister. The more likely explanation is that the new ruler's consort, the notorious Messalina, considered him dangerous. His exile on the island of Corsica does not seem to have been endured as stoically as it might have been. The encouraging spirit of an essay of consolation sent to his dearly loved mother, Helvia, is entirely absent in another addressed to Polybius, an ex-slave who had become a trusted servant of the emperor, which contained some abject flattery and was probably never meant to be published. He had by now suffered the loss not only of his father, but of a son, and his first wife died while he was away. The only solace for him in these 8 long years of loneliness and near despair was the reception given to the poems, tragedies, and essays to friends, which he continued composing during his banishment. His fortunes turned dramatically in AD 49. Messalina had been executed, and the emperor's new wife, Agrippina, had Seneca recalled to Rome, appointed to the high office of praetor, and made tutor to her 12-year-old son, Lucius Domitius Ahenobarbus, the boy who was shortly to become the emperor, Nero. Agrippina's motives, according to Tacitus, apart from the instruction of her son, were a confidence that because of his literary fame, the move would gain them popularity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?